KX93.5 every week brings you City Chats, where we learn more about a specific employee of the city, their role, and their department. Today, we are lucky to be joined by the Deputy Director of Public Works, also stand-up comedian, Paula Faust. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Did you rehearse a set for today, or?
Well, see, you haven't met the 2-drink minimum, so no.
Okay, well, I'll take a gin and tonic. It's really good to have you. I'm interested in learning about what your department does. We've talked a few times and worked together in a couple ways, but I've never thought to ask, what is the Deputy Director of Public Works?
You know what? I really don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure it out. No, actually, I've got a great job. Great job with a great city. I'm the Deputy Director of Public Works in charge of transit and parking.
Okay.
So a lot of people sometimes will call me the trolley lady because I oversee all the trolleys and our Summer Breeze program, our neighborhood transit. And then the other half of my job, I oversee the city's parking program, which can have its challenges, but a lot of rewards going with that because we're always in search of ways to make it less frustrating, make it easier to find parking. And this summer, we have something very exciting coming up.
Yeah, you have one of the more polarizingly positive and negative roles, I would guess.
Be.
It like
can
from
be
a public perspective.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the trolleys are an absolute joy. Everybody loves the trolleys. Parking, though.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you know, got its like, own
it's
other
like
reputation.
I get all my smilers on the trolleys and stuff. And then I get all some people that have some challenges with the parking.
Sure.
Which I can understand. So I'm pretty sympathetic to.
There's a few of us.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the history of trolleys in Laguna.
Well, the trolleys started in the 70s. And originally what it was like a shuttle service kind of for the festivals. And it became so successful and so popular that over the years, we've expanded it to, we have trolleys that go through our neighborhoods now. And we have our coastal trolley that during the off season, non-summer season, it goes up and down the coast from North Laguna all the way to Dana Point. And during the summer, we run, that only runs on the weekends in the off season. And then in the summer, which we started this week, we run every day, 9:30 to 11:30. And we also run on the canyon, which is kind of close to the service that we started out with, which is really serving people from peripheral parking lots like at LCAD and our lot 16 out on the canyon, bringing them in to the festivals.
Nice. So as of now, all until the end of summer, till Labor Day, I'm guessing, the trolleys will run every day, all day, 9:30 to whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
And this year we actually have brand new trolleys.
Really?
Coming into town. Yeah.
They're going to be different. Are they?
They look very similar to the ones that we currently have. We always try to keep that particular Laguna Beach trolley look. People love it. But we're going to be exchanging out some of our older trolleys, bringing in these new trolleys. I think people are going to love them. But they look exactly like the other ones.
You must hear stories all the time about people using the trolley in a way that maybe surprises you. And I have one recently where my stepson's girlfriend, I know long removed, takes the trolley to school. She actually uses it like as a school bus because it's more convenient to her than the actual school bus. And I'm like, cool. It's so awesome that we have this free resource that anybody can use, even locals, for a variety of reasons.
See, I love to hear stories like that because that means we're on time.
Yes, that's true.
That means we're running on time, which is the greatest thing to hear. No, we have quite a few students. A big majority from Laguna Beach High, of course, and then also from Thurston Middle School. They take our trolleys to school every day, and we pick up a whole bunch of them to bring them home in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So through our neighborhoods, people do use it for that service, which is great. It's real convenient.
And this girl I mentioned knows the trolley driver's name. They know each other. They say hi every morning. I just think that's so sweet and so local Laguna-y. Like, it's awesome.
We have, I can say this 100%, we have the nicest trolley drivers around.
Yeah.
They get to know, even the ones, we have a bunch of drivers that come in just for summer work. But they remember all the regulars remember them. And one of the things our drivers really like about their job is they're kind of a concierge in a way, along with being a trolley driver.
Sure.
People ask them their entire shift, where's the Montage, where's this, where's that, where's Main Beach? And so they're giving directions, telling them where to get off the trolley at, telling them where to get back. One of the things I love about the trolley in the summer is we have so many people that get on our trolleys just to ride the trolley.
Yeah.
And that's their whole excursion for the day. We have so many kids that come with their parents, little kids. And the fact we have open air trolleys, they just think it's just the greatest thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know you have numbers and are always shocked to hear how many people ride the trolley every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wonder, so I want to know what that is and how on earth you figure that out.
Well, what's interesting, we have between, we vary between about 850 and a million passengers per year. But what's interesting is we do about 600,000 of those passengers in 12 weeks of summer. And the rest of it is over the weekends and stuff. But, I spent my entire career in transit. And during the summer, we have numbers like 45 passengers an hour. And that's what we're talking about on every single trolley. Mm-hmm. And those are numbers that places like Los Angeles Metro and Long Beach Transit and those types of people, they don't even see those numbers. And we see those numbers in the summer.
And is there like a guy with a counter on the stairs? Like how do you count those people? Is there an algorithm?
Yes, we hire counters.
Cool. I'd like to volunteer.
One, two. No, actually, that's a really good question because this year we bought some new equipment for the trolleys. And this new equipment, it's related to kind of a GPS system. So we know where our trolleys are at. We can better route them. But the other thing it does is it automatically counts passengers.
Cool.
As they get on the bus.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting technology.
So another human job down the drain, Paula.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I was thinking of hiring you for the counter job.
I would have gladly taken it.
But I don't know, radio, counting passengers. I don't know if this is the same skill set.
I guess I'm okay with what I've got. Paula Faust in studio. She is the, I already forgot, Deputy Director of Public Works.
Correct.
Cool. And she's also going to play some songs for us today on City Chat. So tell us about your first choice, which is I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family.
Who wouldn't have that as their first choice? That's just the natural go-to song. I was telling people, I said, yeah, I'm supposed to pick three songs and I'm definitely going to pick my favorite. I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family is my favorite because it reminds me of my childhood. Mm. Because who didn't have a crush on David Cassidy at the time?
I did.
I was supposed to marry him. I don't know why that didn't work out. He is a little shorter than me. And he had a very large head, which kind of freaks me out from time to time. But it just reminds me of my childhood and watching the Partridge Family and loving it.
Good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Make you happy, and if you
All right, that was the Partridge Family, Paula Faust, the Deputy Director of Public Works on City Chats. That was her first choice. Excellent.
Why, thank you.
My love for David Cassidy has also been reinvigorated by you.
I actually met David Cassidy.
Did you?
Twice.
All right, well, you got to tell a little bit of that.
Well,
story.
One of my, I have good friends at La Mirada Theater. So he was over at La Mirada Theater, and I got to come, go backstage, talk with him a little bit. We kind of, you know, commiserated over our moms, and because my mom had passed away, his mom had recently passed away. And, you know, and then of course, David had to hug me because who wouldn't want to hug me?
Yeah.
But what was interesting is he held on for a long time with that hug. I'm kind of like, David, you're genuine. You're genuine, Dave. So, and the other time was in Vegas. Got to meet him in
Vegas. Which you can't even tell the story of that one because what happens
no,
in Vegas. Was,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
understood.
Exactly. Sometimes what happens in Laguna stays in Laguna.
Well, it seems to me that you have quite the dichotomy of a life because you're the Deputy Director of Public Works, which some might see, look at that job title and be like, whoa, that's pretty boring. But you're also a stand-up comedian.
Yes, I am.
So how do you balance both of those things?
I don't sleep really at all. No, actually, it couldn't balance better, actually.
Right, I suppose that's true.
And the other thing is I want to tell you that my job is never boring.
I said it could look boring.
Yes, people always think government can be boring. Yeah. Government is extremely exciting, just to let you know.
Sure.
Especially if you're in charge of something like trolleys and parking.
Yeah.
But no, the comedy thing that came up, I've been doing comedy since about 2008. It came up, my husband actually signed me up for a comedy class, a comedy writing class, because we were watching, you know, over the years, we'd be watching all these different comedy specials.
Yeah.
And I'd look at all of them and go, I am so much funnier than they are. So, of course, he challenges me and he just signs me up for this class.
Right. He's like, prove it.
Yeah. And then, you know, I got on stage, did some jokes. They were really bad at the time. I've gotten just a tiny bit better.
Okay.
But I just got hooked. And it was so fun. It's just so much. The joy of making people laugh is just something I'd never give up.
Is there somewhere we can see you?
Actually, on July 18th, I'll be at Adele's in San Clemente. I don't know if you've ever heard of the group, The Funniest Housewives of Orange County.
Okay, I have actually.
Yeah, they're actually having a comedy contest because they want to add housewives to their touring group. And so I'm going to actually kind of go for it.
You're going to compete.
I think I'd make a good housewife.
So would you have to quit your job if you got that role?
No, I just have to watch less television.
Okay. I see.
That would be the only thing. Now, the job is good. It's, you know.
Well, how fun. That's awesome that you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Cool. Well, and then when did you start your job at the City of Laguna?
I'm coming up on 3 years with Laguna Beach. Yeah, I'd worked in Los Angeles County pretty much all my career. But I had good friends in Orange County and people that worked for places like OCTA. And it was getting a little bit stale in Los Angeles for me. So I saw this job come up and I love the fact that it was transit because I never want to really leave transit. I love transit, but it had the parking element, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I got to talk, my boss is Sheree Dupuis, the assistant city manager and director of public works. And so we had a couple of chats and, I made it through the interview process, surprisingly.
Good job.
And I've been here almost 3 years and loving it.
It must have really surprised you in the beginning that an Orange County city of 24,000 people can have more, if not the same, parking challenges that LA has and transit challenges that LA has.
Oh, more.
Yeah.
Way more. I've never come across the type of parking challenges that this city has and how hard we work at the city to try to abate those challenges, mitigate those challenges, just do whatever we can for the residents and for the visitors.
Yeah.
With regard. So that actually leads me to the new parking app.
What I was going to ask you next.
The new parking app that
we've
got.
Please, go ahead.
This summer is going to be very exciting because the city council back in April authorized the purchase of a new parking guidance system. And basically what we're going to end up with that is people will be able to open an app on their smartphone and they'll be able to put in the location, say they're coming to the station. They can just put in the numbers of the station. They can put in the cross streets or whatever, and it'll show them available parking near their location. So it's going to really cut back on people coming into town and circling, especially the downtown, just circling and circling, looking for parking, getting frustrated. So they're going to be able to look at the app and see that,
yeah,
especially on the periphery, we got a ton of parking. right. You know, Act 5 and Mission Hospital. Mission Hospital is even free. You know, and you just hop on the trolleys. Trolleys run about every 20 minutes. You hop on the trolley and come up right into town. So I think people are going to love it, and they're going to be able to pay for their parking with the app. They don't have to fumble for the credit cards or the quarters anymore.
Yeah.
They can just pay for it right on the app. They can add time, all kinds of stuff.
As we know, the biggest traffic impacting thing in Laguna is people looking for parking, searching and circling. So I guess you would hope they'd look at this app and go straight to that place where they see there's a bunch of spots and not impact downtown traffic as much.
Well, I think that that is absolutely the logical thing to do. That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing that, because on the on the parking app, it actually talks about the trolleys also. So people will know immediately. And we have a lot of signage too through town that talks about the free trolleys at the different parking lots. So people will never feel stranded. And we run all the way till 11:30. So, you know, you can go to the Festival of the Arts, you can go to the Playhouse, you can go to the Sawdust, enjoy the entire day, and get back to your car in plenty of time.
Does it even show metered spaces all throughout town, like PCH spaces?
Yes, it does. Right now, we focused on phase one, which was really the downtown and pushing a little bit out of downtown. That's our phase one. Our phase two will be putting in sensors all up and down Coast Highway and also Laguna Canyon Road. So that'll be kind of our phase two for the project. But they will be able to say, for instance, you just want to get as close as you can to the ocean. You'll be able to look at the downtown and it'll show you, you know, Ocean Avenue 14 available, or Broadway or Forest, you know, 0 available. So you'll know, okay, this, and then you can just kind of zoom out, pick different, you hover over different spots and it'll show you the available parking. So you can kind of see how close you can get to say Main Beach or something like that.
It seems like this came together very quickly. I haven't heard about this until recently and now it's all over. Mm-hmm. Was it a long conversation to get this done, or was it like, here's the budget, go ahead, and then it was done?
It was a long study in this type of system, because there's a couple of different ways you can do parking guidance. And so we researched it a lot. We talked with a number of different cities that have done similar things. We talked to a number of different companies that offer these. So the research was the longest part. But once we went to the council and the council authorized the purchase, that's gone really fast, because that was just in April.
That is really impressive.
Yeah,
I don't know much in Laguna that happens that quick. So that's pretty awesome. And is the app now available?
The app will be available starting June 24th.
Okay, it's very soon.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
The Laguna Beach Parking App.
Okay.
And pretty simple.
And it's free to use.
Yep.
And shows you all the places in town to park, whether you're visiting or local and going to any destination in town.
Absolutely.
Laguna Beach Parking App. That's awesome news. I'm really excited for that. All right. It's City Chats with Paula Faust, the Deputy Director of Public Works. She is also tasked with choosing songs on this segment. We're going to go to your second one, which is real out of left field here. The theme from Arthur.
Yes.
Okay. The what's going Arthur. On here?
That goes way back. That goes back to high school for me. And Arthur is a movie that I can pretty much recite the entire movie. But it's something that makes me really, really happy to watch that movie. In fact, my husband knows me well enough that anytime I'm depressed, anytime I'm down, he just puts that movie on. And I immediately start laughing. And I think Dudley Moore is a genius. And what's interesting, we even danced to this song at our wedding. It wasn't our official dance, but it was one of the ones I threw in there.
So sweet.
Once in your life, you find her. Someone who turns your heart around. And next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you. We'll be right back.
All right. Theme from Arthur on City Chats with Paula Faust. That meant a lot to you. Thank you for sharing it with us. We're talking about her department today, which is Public Works. She is the Deputy Director of Public Works. We've talked about trolleys. We've talked about the new free parking app that's being launched this summer. What else do you want to add as we get prepared for the summer and another barrage of tourists?
Well, what's interesting is those of us in public works, and we're not talking just the trolley and the parking side, but we're also talking about the people that service the beaches, the facilities, the streets, the parks. We spend months getting ready for summer because we know we have so many people that we need to serve, whether it be cleaning up the beaches. We have the cleanest beaches probably in the world. Cleaning up the beaches or making sure all of our parks are ready for the onslaught of people playing tennis and kids on all the different toys and things like that. So we've been doing a lot to prepare. The other thing that my department, Public Works, has going on is the Keep Laguna Clean. That's part of the campaign so that people will make sure that they're hitting the garbage cans and things like that on their way off the beach and things like that. So we put a lot of effort into advertising that particular campaign.
What do you think is the most thankless part of what you do? Do you think it's keeping everything clean that people don't realize how much it goes into that?
No, I think especially the residents of Laguna, they realize how much and how hard we work to keep the city clean. And we get a lot of kudos for that. I'm trying to think of the most thankless part.
Maybe you get thanked.
We do.
So maybe
we
there
do.
Isn't one.
You should see some of the commendations that my drivers receive from people. And in parking, a lot of people are very excited about.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I think maybe someone that doesn't get thanked enough might be the parking control officers.
Sure.
They might not get thanked enough, and they work super hard at their job.
Yeah.
And they do a lot more than just enforcing all the different parking regulations. They're kind of ambassadors out there, giving people directions, telling them where everything's at in the summer and stuff like that.
That's an easy job to hate as a member of the public. So I could see that you have to be a bigger person to take a more appreciative approach toward that. And then finally, I'd like to ask this of pretty much everybody in the city because I'm interested in its future and you seem like the right person to ask. What is the ultimate goal or plan or site that you have to curb traffic or parking problems in Laguna? I imagine this app is one big step. Mm-hmm. Is there one major thing that you're always working toward that's on your mind?
We're always working towards finding additional parking opportunities. And we're not a city that builds big parking structures or things like that. So one of the things that we're looking at and that we're working towards is maybe some shared parking. There's businesses out there that they don't use their parking in the evenings and possibly on weekends. So we're looking at doing some shared parking. So we're always looking for those opportunities because then that adds to our parking availability. But I'll tell you, I'm really excited about this app, though.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a total game changer.
Can I ask why we aren't a city that builds big parking structures?
We're pretty much built out, I would say. But there's also very much this movement for the quaintness, the village feel, really, of Laguna. So I know that a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into maintaining the type of city that we have and the feel of the city that we have. And it's really not conducive to tall structures and things like that.
Yeah. Are you allowed to share your opinion on the underground parking that the Honecars are proposing in their various hotel projects?
What? What? What are you talking about? It's really not my place to share opinions on things like that. That actually, those types of decisions and those types of discussions and stuff, a lot of times it happens at our council level.
Yeah. That's why I acknowledge that it might not be appropriate, but thank you for addressing it. Cool. Is there anything else that we left out that you want to throw in there?
Even
about yourself personally.
About myself. Well, how much time do you have? You know, what's interesting is you brought up me being a stand-up comedian. And most of the time, people, when they find out I work in government, they always think, oh, my God, you work in government. You must have tons of material. And I'm thinking, you haven't met my family. I mean, you want to talk about material? My family and myself is all the material I need.
Yeah.
I mean, take for instance, like my son. You know, when you go to have a kid, everybody prepares you for everything, like how many diapers you're going to be changing, you're going to be losing sleep, da, da, but no one ever prepares you to be the mother of the big-headed kid. I mean, when my kid was born, I gave birth to a 9-pound boy with a 7.5-pound head. I mean, most kids, like by like 4 or 5 months or something, they're lifting their head. Yeah, my kid was 12 before he could actually lift his head. So it's stuff like that that's
what makes you a good stand-up.
And the thing people always ask me, is it true? Absolutely, it's true. All of this is true.
That's awesome. Paula, what a pleasure.
Thank you
very much. We're going to go out with your last song. And your last song is Kenny Loggins, I think.
House at Pooh Corner.
Did you go to our show? Did you go to our concert, our Kenny Loggins concert a few years back? Were you in town yet?
No, I wasn't in town yet.
Must have been right predated you. Yeah, we had him at the Bowl in 2014.
I would have been in the first row.
Well, I'm sorry you missed it. He did not play this song that you're about to play.
Surprisingly.
And I was singing it all week. And I was like, Christopher Robin. I was just waiting for it. Never came. So I'm glad you picked it. And please share with us why.
Well, this is, you know, I got 3 kids. And while raising the kids, you know, there's a lot of people that sing lullabies and stuff. I didn't sing to my kids. You don't want me to sing to my kids. But there was one song I actually knew, because I've loved Kenny Loggins since high school, was House at Pooh Corner. So I would actually sing that to them. And the kids for some reason remember it and everything. And my son got married in July, this past July. And, you know, you got the mother-son dance. And they pulled us up to the dance floor and stuff. And then this song started playing with my boy. Oh, my gosh, not a dry eye in the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that it has a lot of special meaning with me and my kids.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing with us these personal things and also a little bit about your department. And we'll see everybody next week on City Chats. Paula, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Christopher Robin and I walk along under branches lit up by the moon, posing our questions to Al and Dior as our days disappeared all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky, back to the days of Christopher.
if